Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simen Shin Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. This is the Simen of Hanitzrach L'Nekavav B'Memek Haneach B'Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, this Simen is not so relevant Halacha L'maisa nowadays. Sometimes what you learn out of learning Mishnah Berurah is Halacha, and sometimes you learn a little bit of appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we get to live in the 21st century where we don't have to worry about using stones and the like for wiping oneself after using the bathroom, but that's essentially what this is going to be about. It's going to be about, hygiene on Shabbos after using the bathroom, and what the halachic issues are in terms of the muktzah and the hutzah and different things like that. So says the, although we'll come across a few halach lemaisa things as well. Says the Shulchan Aruch, tonight we're only going to learn Se'if Aleph. Mishum kvod abrios, hitiru letalta levanim lekaneach. For the sake of kvod abrios, they allowed us to be metaltel rocks in order to use as toilet paper, even though normally rocks are considered to be muktzah. Va'afilu la'losam le and even if it's about bringing them all the way up to the rooftop, that's going to be mutter. Even though bringing them to the rooftop is going to be is considered a tirchi yaseira. And if a person has a designated area that he uses as a beis hakise, it's not just a random spot each time. And the point is, because he has a makom yuchad, having excess toilet paper there is a good thing because he's going to revisit that place, and other people are going to visit that place and may want to find toilet paper over there. As opposed to if it's just a random spot, he should only bring exactly what he needs and nothing more. So if he has a makom yuchad lebeis hakise, yachal achnis ima avadim lekaneach melo ayad, he could bring handfuls full of stones with him to use as toilet paper, even though he's not going to use that many in one shot. And if he doesn't have a makom kavua, then he should only bring a smaller amount, the shear of a buchna katana, which is a small mortar or something that they would use to grind up spices or something. Let's stop there for Mishnah Berurah. Says Mishnah Sif Katnalv Avanim Vuadin Tsaros Hashar Davar Ki Agavna Delav Bar Tiltilhu. It doesn't have to be big rocks. Could be little pebbles, whatever they would use that is muktzah, that would normally be muktzah. Makom yuchad, if he has it, doesn't get a place for a beis hakise. Pirusha, makom kavua lo le beis hakise, meaning it's a makom kavua that he uses as a beis hakise. The kevin she kavua lo lichnos shem tamid, that since it's a place that he constantly goes into and that he uses all of the time, im kein afilu mishtayru lo avanamarvis yuchal kanech mem shachris. So maybe he's going to use the bathroom at night. He'll bring in extra toilet paper beyond what he actually needs, but he might actually still need that on Shabbos when he uses the bathroom the next day, the next morning, when it's still Shabbos. And therefore, we allow him to bring a whole handful full of the rocks, and it's not considered a tiltul that shalol letzorich. It's not considered unnecessary because it might be necessary. And even if this is not a place that he always uses as a bathroom, but it is a kavuadik bathroom, so people use it. Other people may use it, so other people may need the toilet paper, and therefore it's also not considered a tiltul shalol letzorach. The efshar gamkein sheit tzarich la'achar kach ba'atzmo ulahachi shari. Plus, you never know if he's going to want to use it a second time, and therefore have that excess toilet paper. And that which it says afterwards, that if he does not have a makom kavua, that means he just haphazardly chooses one place or the next to be able to use the bathroom, but he doesn't have a spot that he goes to. And therefore he should not take in more than he needs for one usage, which is the amount of a buchna katana. Because if he brings in too many rocks, so then it's a tiltul shalol letzorach because he only needed for this one usage. Because of Magen Avraham b'shem haposkim, Magen Avraham writes in the name of the poskim, da hadam atirim bebeis hakisei kavua lachnas sham avanim b'shabbos, that which we allow bringing avanim into a beis hakisei on Shabbos, hainu dafka b'she'enu miyuchal ola atzmo el nechasun gam achirim sham delo hayol ola hachin me'erev Shabbos. That's only in like a public type of bathroom or a shared bathroom situation where it wasn't up to him to be able to prepare everything that's needed from before Shabbos, to chasha sham yitlu acherim, because if he would have brought in a ton of toilet paper there before Shabbos, it might have all been gone by the time he got there, because so many other people are sharing this bathroom. Ubepratim hu bebeis hakisei shebesada, particularly if it's a beis hakisei in the field, detirchu hulach in erev Shabbos, derechokihi, where to go and prepare from erev Shabbos, to cut all the toilet paper, so to speak, in such a bathroom from erev Shabbos, is a big tircha, because it's very far away from where he lives. But if it's close by to his house and it's only for his usage, so whatever toilet paper is prepared there is going to be stuff that he uses and that other people aren't going to use, no one else is going to use this room, then he has no excuse. He shouldn't be able to bring any rocks into such a bathroom because he should have taken care of that from before Shabbos. But the Eli Rabbi is makel, not like this Magen Avraham. He holds like the Levush. It's just not the type of thing a person is going to think about to bring Avanim into the bathroom on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, we don't blame him for not having done so, even in a private bathroom and even if it's a bathroom that's right next to his house. A handful could even be four or five stones. Back into the Sivkatan Dalit Kashir Buchna Katana, Berif Rashi Isa Bashir Kashir Rosh Buchna Katana Shadachan Boasabosam Vichain Mashma Batur. Whatever it is, some type of handheld mortar pestle that they would crush spices with. So that's the size of the amount of rocks that you're allowed to bring in to the bathroom at that time. Says the Mechaber Vaiter now, Vim Nikr Be'evin Shekin Chubo, if it's clear from looking at the rock that this has been used for toilet paper, then you can bring it in no matter how big it is or how much it is. Even if it's more than a handful, you're allowed to bring as many as you need. Because then it's not muktzah b'chlal. It's huchal l'kach. It's designated for this purpose. So once it's designated for this purpose, then it's not muktzah. Says the Rama, Yesham Dafka Bukhatzer Mutul Tatalavanim. There are those that say that this whole idea of carrying stones is only going to be mutter in a chatzer where you don't have a hotza'a problem. However, Vyeshom Rimdafilum Karmelis Lurushosayachinami Shari. Others say that even to carry from a Karmelis to a Rushosayachid, which is Hotza'a Midrabanan or Achnasa Midrabanan, is going to be mutter, Danami in Rak Isidrabanan, since it's only in Isidrabanan, Umishum Kvodabriasitiruhu, and for the sake of Kavna Brios, they were Matthew, this Isser Dirabanan. So let's see the Mishabur Sivkat and Hey, the Im Nikr, Mashmim Lashon Zadim, Enu Nikr, Afshiyadua Shekinach Bo, Asalikach Menamlo Yad, Imenlo Makam Kavua, Vieshmakim Zed Kim Shiyadua Shekinach Bo, Havikin Nikr. That it's a question the Mishabur has. It's 2 days in Achronim. What if it's not obvious by looking at the rock that the rock has actually been used for toilet paper, but you know it, that it has been? So that's enough, Lachor, to take away the Muktzah problem. So maybe that would allow you to bring in as much as you need as well. Sivkat and Vav, Shekin Chubo, Hainu Me'erev Shabbos, meaning that it's been used previously from before Shabbos. Umari Kishalo Yichdan Me'erev Shabbos Beferish Lakach. And we're talking about a case where you didn't specifically designate it for this use on Erev Shabbos. De'im Yichadon, because if you did specifically designate it for this use on Erev Shabbos, then Afil Lo Kinach Ben Me'elim Utalach Nisan Kamashi Yirtza. Then even if you never used it as toilet paper before, you can bring it as much as you want, because the point is it's not muktzah. So there are two ways for something to not be muktzah. Either you physically used it previously for this usage, for toilet paper, or you designated it for this usage. V'adin yar chalak, and the same is true when it comes to just a clean sheet of paper. Shemak b'dalav d'yesh b'mishum muktzah, that normally a clean sheet of paper that's meant for writing or for printing in a computer is considered muktzah, because people don't use it for anything other than writing. So gamken mahani Yichud Erev Shabbos, but if you want to use it as toilet paper and you designate it as such on Erev Shabbos, that's fine. Dal Yidei Zeh, Husar Me'alav Shem Muktzah, because the Muktzah status is removed from it since you designated it as toilet paper. Umutalachnos, the Beis Hakise, Kamashi Yirtzoi, so you can bring in as much as you want to the Beis Hakise. Ve'im lo yichadon, einu mutalachnos, the Beis Hakise, she'enu kavua, rak efitzarko lepam zebelvad. But if you didn't designate it for this purpose, so then it's just like a rock that's muktzah, that you can only bring in as much as you need for this one time. Va'asr l'kroa haniyar b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to tear the paper on Shabbos. Now this gets into halacha l'maisa a little bit, because our toilet paper, we actually do tear. Meaning it is something that's normally torn. So the question is whether this halacha applies to our toilet paper as well. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you're using, writing paper, you're not allowed to tear it to use it as toilet paper on Shabbos. Kumvur l'kaman su mishin mem sivyid gimel. Ayin sham Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah discusses it over there. What the Mishnah Berurah says is that if you cut a piece of paper, al menas to be mekaneach yourself, you're chayav for the isra of korea, because it's korea al menas l'sakein, that it's not korea almanas litpar, because you're not going to sew it back together. But almanas litpar doesn't mean that you have to sew it back together. It just means that you're doing the kriya in a productive way. So this is doing a kriya in a productive way. However, the Bir Halacha over there writes that that's only when you cut the paper into two usable pieces, that both sides of the kriya are going to be usable, are going to be functional. However, if you tear off one piece and the other side is too big to use for anything, then that is not a violation of the Melacha D'Oraisa of Korea. So that may be very relevant to toilet paper in our bathrooms, that if you have a large roll of toilet paper and you cut off a piece that's a usable piece, but the other part that you ripped off from is not at all a usable piece. It's a humongous roll. So maybe that would not be Korea, certainly not Mid'Oraisa. So based on this and other factors as well, the poskim point out that if a person is stuck in a bathroom and there's no cut toilet paper, there are no tissues, and he needs to cut toilet paper, so to do it that mishum kavod abrios, since anyway it's probably not korea midaraisa, a person could do it with the shinoi. They could be korea with their feet, put the piece of toilet paper between the 2 feet and just rip it apart in that way. Some of the other poskim recommend other things, that you should just keep unrolling it and wiping, and then when you finish, just flush and hope that the flush rips it from the rest of the roll. That doesn't seem like a great idea, especially not if you... I think Israeli poskim suggests that, because it will always rip, because those toilet paper is so thin and whatever, but, or at least in the... Okay, anyway, we don't have to get further into that. So let's... So weiter. Mutalach niso, ein lel simen gimel sefir alv mishabru sham. We said that you're allowed to bring it. What was that going on? Mutala Sivkatan Zayin was, that even if it's very big, if it was something that was clearly recognizable for this use, it's not Muktzah. And the Yeshomrim, then we had the Afilumi Karmel. So we had this discussion, are you allowed to do Hotza'a Midrabanan? And the second Yeshomrim was that, yes, V'chei Nikr. And that's what we paskin like. Urushus Harabim Didan, Afshala Harbi Poskim, Dino Ke Karmelis, Mikol Makom En Lahakal. He says, however, our Rishus Harabim, even though it has a din of a Karmelis, we shouldn't be makel on this, meaning only something that's a true Karmelis, something that we use as an intercity highway, even though 600,000 people maybe don't go there every single day, we should probably not be carrying things through, even for the sake of Kavod Abriel. So to summarize what we learned today, so we said that that even though rocks are typically mukta, if one is going to use it as toilet paper for Kavod Abriel, so you're allowed to bring in as much as either you're going to need for that time that you're using the bathroom, or if it's a bathroom that's used by a lot of people, or that's a bathroom that's kavua that you'll use many times over the course of Shabbos, you could bring in way more of the stuff. But if you were miyachid it for that purpose, such as a case where it was it's obvious by looking at it that it had already been used for that purpose, or that you specifically set it aside for that purpose, then it's not muktzah at all. As far as the hutza'a issue, so that's two deos in the Ramah, whether you're allowed to also violate hutza'a midrabanan in order to have what you know the toilet paper that you need in the bathroom, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that that we are makil on that issue, on whether it's on the hutza'a related issue. Okay, we'll stop there. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up from a remote location. I'll be at a wedding tomorrow from Se'if Beis.